Your season, I mean, it seems like it's kind of been that roller coaster, and I would imagine now you're back on that high.
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting season. You know, happened to take a step back there in the middle of the season for as long as it was, and now getting back to be out there on the field and playing again definitely feels good. But, you know, it's one of those seasons that you learn from. Reevaluate, reassess everything that's been going on up to that point, and you just got to try to improve.
How differently are you playing now, individually, do you feel, than from the beginning of the season? Or is there a difference?
I mean, I think it's it's like I'm still playing hard, but I'm not trying as hard to make things happen. You know, I'm doing what's asked of me instead of trying to force the issue. And, you know, I'm trying to be consistent and reliable when being on the field instead of, you know, taking a risk here and there and maybe something happening. I'm just trying to do my role and be the best at that.
How much was it early on physical for you, wondering if everything was right and all that kind of stuff? You know, does that ever leave you? Or?
Nah, that was never really a concern of mine. I did a good job rehabbing, me and Lee did, working together. So it was never physical at all. It was just more so trying to pick exactly up where I left off at in 2012 and trying to make plays right off the bat, and I was just putting myself in bad positions.
So were you almost in some weird way kind of seduced by all the production and that all those picks that you had? Like, you should be able to recreate that? Was there some level? It seems like you were kind of chasing that a little bit, right?
Yeah, you know, like I was saying, I was trying to force the issue instead of just playing my responsibilities and making the plays that I'm supposed to make. I was really trying to go force the issue.
Is that something you came to a conclusion yourself, or was that something you and Perry or your position coach talked about?
It was something I kind of looked back at myself. You know, you have to self-scout all the time, and you have to see what you've been doing right, see what you've been doing wrong. And in the instances whenever I had a few mistakes, it was whenever I was just trying to do something more than what I was asked to do, and, you know, you can't do that.
When you get on a roll with all those picks that you had, what is that like? Do you almost become, you know, I don't know, obviously you're hungry to get one or more every game, but what is that like when you're not getting them, you know? Stretches when you're not turning the ball over like you were during that?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's definitely frustrating. You know, you're looked at as a playmaker. You feel like you're a playmaker, but the plays aren't happening, so it's frustrating. So, I mean, that's when forcing the issue sometimes comes in hand.
Coach Coughlin told us about just the idea of, you know, when that happens, you know, you were upset, you voiced your opinion. How long did it take you to kind of process what had happened back in week three, week four, week five?
You know, it probably took about a week or two. About a week or two, you know, you know, everybody thinks they have the answer to everything. And, you know, after plenty of talks with everybody and, like I said, doing some self-scouting and, you know, you realize where you were in the wrong at. You understand that aspect. But after that, it was just, you know, I was wrong. Now I'm just trying to do what's asked of me to get back on the field. And, you know, all competitors don't feel like sitting on the sidelines. So it didn't take me too long to turn back around and to start doing everything that they're asking me to do just so I could try to get back on the field and play some more.
How tough is that mentally to, like, take a blow like that, but, you know, have to pick yourself up and get back out and do a thing that you know you can do?
You know, it's a little tough, but it's not too bad. You know, it's one of those things where you never want to take a step back. You know, Coach Coughlin always preaches ascending, and to take a step back is definitely a blow. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes it's good for you because you needed to, as I keep saying, reevaluate yourself and reevaluate what you're doing on the field, and then just go from there and try to get back on the path to going upwards.